Blog Talk Radio.
Holy, panic is great. We're smoking those owls, man. You don't even like it, man.
So I say all that to say, I hope you were able to follow me on that stuff because it seems like we had lost coverage for a few seconds. Pharmakia, the antidepressants, it's causing people to believe that they are not of the sex that they are and different things. So those are some of the things that I wanted to talk about. And I want us to keep ourselves humble and not get lifted up in pride. To believe that we have all the information, we have all the truth. Any caller out there that has a question, please press 1 if you would like to chime in at this point in time. Before we get ready to log out, unfortunately, I have not been able to communicate in the chat room. I see some of you in the chat room listening. But I was a one-man show tonight as far as bringing this information to you. And I want you to follow me on, if the Most High allows, Tuesday, when I'm going to start presenting the information about some of the things that's happening with our food, our drugs, and our water that are causing our children and these vaccinations to not even have energy, strength, the ability to focus at school, and the music that's pushing them towards having sex with the same sex. And to just appease themselves, our children, we're losing them. They're being programmed. And I'm telling you, if you don't put some of this history of who they are inside of them, give them the knowledge, and then let them see it. They got to see it in you. I was telling a brother the other day who's a janitor at a school. I said, these young people can look in your eyes, and they can tell if you're real about your stance, if you're strong. These young girls can tell. If you're trying to get them, 16, 17-year-old young girls, if you're trying to get them in the bedroom, if you're trying to screw them, they're like, yeah, I got him too. Because they feel like their power is their sexuality because they've been taught that they are their hips and their breasts. And they can get anything, and they feel like every old man wants to be a young man, so they work in it. You don't need none of that. Brother, stand up and be a man. I'm calling all elders in the community. Don't let these young brothers that's coming to the knowledge of the truth make you think that you ain't got no place. Young brothers that's coming into the knowledge of the truth, respect your elders as they come into the truth because we need them to stand up in the community. You don't tell them when they can be accepted or what they got to learn. Yeah, they got stuff to learn, but the Most High is going to teach them in time. What we need them to do is start being fathers, and you, young man, need to become a father because if you haven't raised any children and you don't know what it is to be a father or to be an older man, you need to become complicit and learn what it is to be a man from an older man so he can teach you what he survived. These brothers have survived some CIA tricks and gimmicks of drugs and pimping and lynching and the civil rights movement. They've come through some things you haven't even went through. New school. So what am I saying? Let's kill the division. We can't let them divide us by age, by complexion, and by gender. Most High is calling for unification on all fronts. I ask you to find the common ground, to find the common thread. We used to say this in a song, blessed be the ties that bind us. And even though we don't use blessed too much anymore, increased be the ties that bind us. Benefited be the ties that bind us. Let's find a common thread in our community so that we can stop dividing. Because although I do not subscribe to the Christian church, I came from that, and the Most High had a plan for me to learn from that. Even with me being into the knowledge of the truth, I attribute my knowledge of scriptures from that time. It's just that now the scriptures have a whole new meaning to me. I see me. I see us. I see politics. I see the agenda. And I am just like blown back, because the way it was preached when I was stuck in Christian church, it was just emotionalism, get high, get happy. But now, I would like to take the time tonight to thank the Satanists and the Illuminati, Bole, Skull and Bones, all you fake presidents, for fulfilling Bible prophecy. You're being used by my Father to bring this all to a head. And guess what? We're the ones that are going to win in the end. I see I have no callers. I have no questions out there. So I'm going to say that I want you to be mindful every day you walk out the door of these agendas that are before us, the things that we have to do as a people to wake our people up and to just be ready to deal with the everyday agenda that is out there that's meant to destroy us. And I don't think too many people know about some of the stuff that we're talking about tonight as far as the fact, the matter that just how serious it is with the food and with the chemtrails and the different things like that. Okay, so I'm going to give that call-in number once again. And anyone out there that wants to call in, if you have a question, a comment, the number is 213-769-0910. Once again, that's 213-769-0910. Okay, I see we have a caller on the line, 972-997. Tell us your name, where you're calling from, and what your question or comment is tonight.
Hey, this is Brother Drew. I was logged in on the program, and I heard the phone come back on, so I was just listening to your closing words, and I must agree with you with the social change. I am thankful. I kind of walked the same life you did as far as coming up into spirituality from the Christianity and elevated on up. And, you know, a lot of things we didn't know back then. I don't know. I'm about 47 years of age. I'm not sure about yourself, but
Exactly.
Well, that's great. So we've seen the same walks of life, and we've seen all this stuff come into existence that we didn't know. And we thank the Creator. So because by seeing all that, we see how the Scripture's being fulfilled. And I just want to compliment you, you know, following your program also, and just looking forward to networking with you.
Tawada, brother, I appreciate that. And I'm glad you called in. And I'm in total agreement with you. I was just telling my son the other day that this is a powerful generation. I told him, first of all praises to the Most High, what we're trying to do, because this is only being done so that we can get this message out and that we can touch our community and empower our community with knowledge. But I was telling him that our generation has been a blessed generation to have not only survived so many things, but we've actually seen a lot. We've come from the 60s all the way up to 2012, but we've seen a lot of transitions. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, from the ancestors being slaughtered and murdered and set up and COINTELPRO a little bit of everything. And so you're right about that. We didn't see a lot. Now, the drug epidemic came around our generation with the crack cocaine.
Right, right.
Yeah,
we got to
survive.
You know, we've seen the Black Panther movement. I was telling my father back in the 60s, I may have been like back in 67. Most High has blessed me with a memory, but I could actually remember foreign troops and American troops being out here on the ground and preparing to throw us in internment camps because of the uprising in the 60s and the Vietnam War.
Right. So we've seen it all. But a lot of things, like we know, some of these things will loop around again also. But when it loops around again, you're supposed to be wise and recognize the mistakes that were made in the past and make some adjustments for the future.
Most definitely. Most definitely. So what was your name again, brother?
Brother Drew X.
Brother Drew X. And you're calling from where?
Texas.
Texas. All right. Appreciate you calling in and being a part of the show. And shalom to you, brother. And keep up good work, man. Be strong. And let's just get this word out there for our people, brother.
All right. Shalom.
Shalom. Yeah, people, scripture makes it clear that there's nothing new under the sun. Everything just repeats in patterns. So that book, our history book, it tells us what's coming. It just keeps coming back around. And I know, you know, my brother in Texas, I just want to say this. We have been, this is the generation that's going to see all of this, this transition and the end of this Gentile rule and the return of the Creator and the Most High. And I think most people have lost faith, lost hope, because of their so-called leaders that have sold them down the river, that have sold them out. We've seen this too. There's always been a sellout. There's always been someone to compromise. There's always been somebody to compromise for 20 pieces, 30 pieces of silver, whatever. There's nothing new under the sun, brothers and sisters. Homosexuality, the homosexual agenda, what they did in Rome, 70 A.D., study Rome, Antiochus, Epiphanes, the Hellenistic movement, Alexander the Great. Come on, people, study. I know we don't like to read, but now you can get it on the computer, the internet, Google. Study. See what happened to us as a people, and know we are the people. Don't let nobody else tell you different. We are the people, and we are the timepiece. This is centered around us, and they want us destroyed. They want you dead and gone. So with that being said, I've had my time, and I'm going to say, as we always say here at the Social Change Action Network, that the only sure obstacle to truth is to think that you already have it, because truth is a journey, not a destination. So when you come to the conversation, be prepared to take your anchor up so that you can sail away into the knowledge of the truth and away from the destruction. I'm your host, V the Preacher. Shalom.
Make me wanna holler Simply call me sweet where I am, oh, Mother.